Is it true once you get married, the romance dies?
Yeah. Give it about 6 months, and then you'll stop holding her hand while you're walking through the parking lot.
Really?
Yeah. When we went to BJ's, Pizookie Wednesdays.
I saw you guys holding hands, and I was like, they're trying to keep it alive.
Yeah. Well, because you guys were where was it?
We were making out while you were walking in.
Yeah. And we were walking up, and I was like, watch, they're going to get hit by a car. And then, poof, they did.
No,
they didn't.
No, we didn't. No,
none
of that is true.
No. Yeah, give it about 6 months. After you get married, you'll stop holding hands, walking into the restaurant.
I'm never going to get married, dude.
Yeah.
You know what? I've decided. Just because I love you so much, I don't
want
to get married.
Don't want the romance to die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. See, right now, you guys are all holding hands, except for Hannah and I.
Yep, that's what I was saying.
No, don't touch me.
They're not really holding hands. They're like clapping hands.
I love Hannah very much.
That was tying his shoe.
Obviously, you guys. I'm tying my shoe right now.
Yeah. How are you supposed to hold hands while you're tying your shoe?
There's a very sweet video out there.
I know. I saw it the other day.
Isn't it sweet?
It was so...
It's just something else. Oh, there's this long time ago when we were in Oregon.
Yeah.
Hannah was on the podcast, or yeah. She was there before we recorded. Before we recorded, she was sitting in Christian's seat.
Yeah.
But the cameras were running. Somehow she got this video. Do you know how?
James. Bryce, me.
Parker. Was that in our wedding video after?
Yeah.
It was in our wedding video. I'm like writing something.
How in the world did you get that?
I don't know, but I have it.
Why would I have sent that to you? Did we record on your phone?
No.
You gotta talk loud.
Oh, crap. Yeah, they don't have mics.
I think you just found it and sent it to me.
I'm going to take my mic off the stand.
That doesn't sound like something Parker would do.
No.
Parker and I have probably
Gavin.
Like 6 times since then.
So. And it's all about Gavin. We could give her a mic from one of the worship mics and bring it out.
But
here.
Then just Hannah would have a mic.
Yeah, but then we have...
You know I need...
Oh, right, because Gavin's the only one with the dang...
Yeah. How's your mic stand treating you now? Good luck getting that back on there. There's like a million washers in there.
Yeah, I did get it back on there.
Once you take it off?
Yeah.
You've never taken it off before.
1 second.
No. Okay. Break time.
Break time.
No, we're like, we'll cut this part out while you go.
Do you think I'm an imposter?
An imposter?
Yeah.
For your, no. Your boots? No, you're fine.
Okay, good.
I think you're sus.
But that's not because of the boots. I've been sus. Yeah, dude, I got 30-inch. This is 32-inch.
Yeah.
If I a 30-inch is going to be, if I'm sitting down, they're going to be up here.
I got some, my work pants are, I don't remember if they're 30, but they're like too short. And then I have some other ones that are, I swear they're just like the next step up, but they're so long.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to do. But I think.
Well, 2 inches is a
lot. I have
lot.
Sort of like 32, 34, 32. And it's like super baggy. The ones I had on the other day. I need some 32s. But I always go big on the waist because of the legs. Not even for the waist part. It's like where my thighs.
Yeah, bro. I was trying on some dang slim boot cut or something.
Never.
Game. It was so bad. It was like an hourglass, but the top of it had no. It was just like straight
it's like
down
those
and
bell bottoms.
Yeah.
That the ladies wear.
Yeah, exactly. Like bell bottoms. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those look good. I think on a woman they look wonderful, but on Christian, they don't look as wonderful.
Not as wonderful. What was the video you were talking about?
I was trying to look for it, but now I'm like 2 years back in our text conversations, and I have a text that just says, "Are you okay?"
From you? Me?
And I said, "Hanging in there," with a stock photo of a hospital. And then I said, "Yeah, I'm fine. Can't say the same about the yellow Jeep."
Oh, yeah, that was after you crashed. She crashed her car.
Drove off of the road. Hilarious.
That is hilarious. How'd they get you in the stock hospital?
What?
What was it?
Stock photo of a hospital.
Oh.
What's a stock hospital?
I was thinking like a
like livestock.
For livestock.
Do you know what a stock photo is?
Yeah. Okay. It's like Getty Images.
Yeah. ghetto images or whatever.
What is taking?
What is he doing? He's just whistling over there.
Whistling past us.
He's on Instagram Reels right now. Are these heels big? Do you think it's a big heel?
I don't know.
Because Gavin was saying it was. I couldn't find any that were less than this.
I don't think mine are that big. But mine were like were those in the work section or were they in like the fashion section?
Fashion section.
Yeah, I think the work ones are like.
The work ones were really big, dude. The work ones were
base and
real bulky.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, there's like the work section that's like work section. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm going to pause this and we're going to have to restart the track, I think. All right. And I'm in.
Too emo.
I love black cowboy boots.
Devin has a pair of blacks.
I was about to buy a pair. I was so close in hand.
That's because Devin has them.
And then Haley's
as your
like,
first ones?
Most of them aren't black. Okay.
Most like the normal people.
Every time you talk?
But then I'll be heard, but they won't. And I don't
they are going to be heard because they're when they're talking.
Whenever they talk, like.
If you're commenting about something, or we ask you a question, you've got to put the. Right now, like this, you would put the mic up to your face.
No, I don't think so.
Just like that.
The only reason you have a mic is because if we need to like interview them, I can just give them. But Gavin can't do that.
That's true.
And I don't even think we're going to interview.
No, probably not. They don't want it.
They don't want it. They don't need it.
Yeah.
I bit this can before I had it. There's bite marks where the lips go. It's like scratching my face because the metal is sharp.
We were on fire before you left.
I'm sorry.
We were on fire while he was gone.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone loves jeans conversations.
Yeah. No, I don't think you're an imposter. I think once you start wearing them, then it's okay.
Everyone thinks,
I'm so scared to wear them. Don't just wear them for a fact. You're going to wear those while you're like at work fishing, right?
While I'm fishing, yeah. While I'm hunting, fishing, and loving every day.
Yeah.
Whenever we go, you know, we're going camping. Yeah. We're going dang. Yeah. Before I wore Romeos that are basically cowboy boots, but
basically
less comfortable.
No ankle support. No snake bite protection.
Nope.
You run away from the hogs and you roll your ankles. You're going to stab you with their tusks and you're done.
So, they're going to take a while to like break in.
Yeah, I noticed that. They're a little firm.
But
comfortable, though. The toe is very solid.
What size do you get?
These are, those New Balances that I'm wearing are 10.5.
Yeah.
Or 11. I can't remember.
10.5.
10.5.
Maybe 10.
The 10.5. The dang.
Have some respect.
I was like, I thought that you bought them at first. Because, like, I guess Parker would know. You didn't buy them. These are 9.5. These are 9.
No way. Ryan, why don't you try those on?
A little baby feet over here. No, they should fit right. They'll be like a little snug when you
they
first
were
put
like,
them on.
Well, the length is fine. The length, I feel like, didn't change. I went from a 10 to a 9. Because I was nervous to get going from a 10 to a 9 because the toe felt fine. But, like, the width around my heel felt really wide. Like, I felt like my heel was slipping out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I started at 9.5 or something, and then I went to 9. What?
I don't know why he's looking at me like that. It's not even, like, funny.
He's got narrow heels.
You know I'm insecure about my girl heels.
Princess heels is what
they call
them.
I'm sorry. I guess I got to hold my hand. You guys made me do this. Dang. I got to move my notes. I'm so inconvenienced right now.
I got a DM on my Instagram from a kid I know listens, Grayson. He was like, y'all's riz needs to be studied.
Really?
Yeah.
It was like the picture of all of us after we went golfing yesterday.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I got 3 messages
I'll cut it.
About that picture.
Oh, really?
One saying, now all the young boys are going to want to start a podcast if this is what happens after.
Yep.
Another saying,
young boys
bass,
start a podcast.
The gas boys and the gas girls? Yeah. ?
Oh, yeah.
And then another, the other one was from Cameron. I don't know what it said. Hold on.
Cameron Hopper?
Yeah.
Yep. So it's probably
some nonsense.
Lots of heart hand emojis.
He said, the gas boys got riz. My goodness.
Classic.
My goodness
Cameron.
Gracious.
Oh, I saw a comment on our YouTube video about Gavin. Like, Gavin, you need to do a hair routine. I promise it'll go viral. It was from Jackie's like YouTube channel. I guarantee that was Cameron that commented that.
Oh, probably. He texted me about that one
time.
Yeah,
that was him, for sure.
Because
I saw it, I was like, why would
husband.
Jackie say that?
Do you do anything to your hair?
Nothing.
No, it's pretty natural.
This is actually what I do.
Other than goat's milk.
Because Hannah said...
Hanny massages goat's milk into his hair every day.
Oh, yeah.
Goat butter.
Because you were critiquing, or maybe she was more commenting on what I do with my hair. She's like, I don't know why you do that, but I guess it works. So after I shower, I'll dry my hair with a towel. Then I'll brush it all slicked back.
Wow.
And then
it's very.
And then I'll shake it out. And then I'll use a towel again to dry it. And then shake it out. And then it just dries curly.
Yeah, that's what I do too. Hmm. That's what you. Any kind of middle part.
Mm hmm.
You get it wet, and then you just brush it straight back.
Yeah,
and then back. As it dries, it kind of falls
it
how
parts
it will.
Out once.
And it curls itself.
I don't have curly hair
Mine
at all.
It doesn't want to part in the middle, though. It parts like three quarters of the side.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Goofy hair.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
I can't remember the last time I used a hairbrush, though.
It looks... Yeah.
I just used my fingers.
I couldn't tell you either.
Or something.
Yeah, I mean, all those rat's nests you got up in there. Jeez. Stop. It's pretty disgusting, honestly,
yeah.
Parker.
Right.
Do you need money for a hairbrush? Are you?
No, I actually gave her mine.
Oh, all the traveling fees have been kind of expensive for you, so you need.
Yeah.
Let's get my hairbrush after.
Do you brush your hair?
Run by Walmart.
Sometimes, yeah. When I'm feeling like it.
With his
but
fingers.
I don't really need to anymore.
No, with a brush or a comb, Parker?
Yes, a comb, yeah.
When's the last time?
Little blue comb. I don't know. A couple weeks ago.
Months
ago. I said I can't remember. Doesn't mean it's been like years, but I just can't remember.
It's been a while.
When's the last time you brushed your hair?
Yeah, that's right. This morning.
Can't remember.
He journals it. Just brushed my hair this morning.
Felt really good. Actually, oh, it feels excellent when you brush your hair. Kind of scratches your scalp. It
feels excellent.
It does. Yeah. Try it sometime. I mean, you would know if you brushed your hair.
Once my hair gets longer in the back, I have to. But like the top, I don't.
Yeah.
There's no brushing needed to be done.
Here, I was telling Hannah, I feel like your hands are, I gotta. It's gonna be.
Got it.
That Parker, I like that he just changes up his hairstyle all the time. I mean, I don't know if this will happen when he's married, if that'll be allowed, but,
Oh, interesting.
Well, the lady has a little bit of input on
that. Let me ask, Mariah, do you prefer buzz cut?
No, not the buzz cut.
Really?
I love the buzz cut.
I told
awesome.
Him when he is a dad, that is when he can have the buzz cut again.
Yeah,
no, I told him.
Then it won't
that.
Be as cool. Now when he does it, it's like he does it because it's like...
Hardcore.
But when he does it as a dad, it's because he's lazy. So it'll be just like...
Yeah. Exactly. That's
his
what
stomach
it's
just like...
I'm lazy now, but...
No, but it looks cool. It looks like it's because you're edgy.
Yeah.
Buzz cut. What do you got right now, do you think? Just mid?
Steven called it a shag.
A shag?
Oh, Steven.
Do you buzz cut, shag, or long? You know when Parker has long hair? It's not like, never really long, but like longer than this. Do you like it at this length or do you like it longer?
I like it like this length.
Really?
Yeah.
More than longer?
Yeah.
If you were to grow longer, you'd say you cut it back a little bit?
Yeah, because he just had longer. I was like, well, you were like, should I cut it? It's like, yeah.
Parker
can I please?
Can I
please cut my hair?
Does my hair need cuts on the top of my head? Please.
Yeah, I've never really been super committed to a single hairstyle.
Yeah.
So I'll kind of just ask her and be like, what do you like? And she's like, I don't care. Oh, cool.
Kind of sick of this right now. I think I'm going to cut it pretty short.
Really?
Your hair?
Yeah, not buzz it.
Buzz cut season.
But
never, never in a million years will he have a buzz cut.
That's not true.
That is true.
That's not true.
A million years, Hannah, that's so
literally a million.
When I used to get haircuts and I used to get them cut pretty short, they're like, you have a beautifully shaped head.
Yeah, show off that beautiful
it's true.
Head.
It's true.
No
some
one knows.
People got some weird shaped heads and they can't buzz cut. They can't
though.
Do a buzz.
It's not that great.
I'm not going to buzz it.
It makes my ears look really big.
I just think of that picture that Gavin loves whenever anyone talks about your buzzed head.
The one of you sitting in Bryce's office
where we were recording.
That one.
Parker?
I can't even do it. My face has to be so relaxed.
Yeah.
I was being very attentive.
Yeah.
He's a good listener.
He's a very good listener. Very
Man,
submissive.
Those are some good memories up in that office. That was by far the best place to record.
Really?
Yeah.
I disagree.
Here's
you
some.
Like the gas station?
Yeah.
OG
that was
gas
pretty
station.
Sick. We could play golf in there when we
That's
wanted.
True. Basketball.
Basketball.
Any sports games we wanted.
Bryce's office was a really nice studio in the sound quality.
Yes.
And that it had a massive screen that we actually never used.
No.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know why I never hooked up to the TV.
Yeah,
I don't think we were allowed to. Probably.
We were.
Oh, we could.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh,
let's just say we couldn't, so we make ourselves feel better. So we weren't allowed to hook up to the TV.
I used that monitor, that Mac monitor in there.
Yeah, that's true. On the bagel table or whatever it was. There's always bagels on there.
I don't think so.
No, several times when I went up there, there was just an old bagel just sitting on there.
Hmm. What are your guys' favorite kinds of bagels?
Plain.
Blueberry.
You talk about something insane. What's something insane that happened?
Something insane.
Oh, we went golfing. We talked about our golf game.
Lots of things.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
You guys ever heard of Caleb Gordon?
Yes. Ooh.
That guy DM'd me.
Ooh, liar. What?
He did. I have the proof.
He didn't DM me.
He was promoting this new concert that or tour he's going to be going on. It's about seven cities or something.
Okay.
And he posted a reel that had only been up for about 5 minutes. He said, comment ticket or whatever, and I'll send you a DM with a link to get tickets or whatever. I'll send you tickets. So right after I saw it, sent it to Parker, then I commented ticket. He replied to my comment and then sent me a DM. He's like, here you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like, is it a free ticket or is it just like...
It's not a free ticket, but they're not very expensive. It's $20 for regular seating, general admission, and then $50 for VIP.
Where's he going?
He's going to be in Dallas.
That's so nice about living here.
Yeah.
Is that everybody goes to Dallas.
Everybody. Even if it's just some rando, some whatever, you can go to Dallas and you can pretty much see anybody.
Or New York.
Never going to see John Mayer there.
That's cool though.
But yeah, I really want to go see it. Although that is the day that Hayden graduates high school.
Oh.
So.
No, that's fine.
Oh, no.
If she's done school. In the afternoon and then maybe the concert's at 7, we just drive out there with the boys, go watch Caleb Gordon perform. It would be so sick. I know all his songs.
Yeah, I haven't really listened to any of his songs.
You got to listen to them. They're good. There's some that when he releases them, I'm... Oh, yo, you just kicked my mic stand.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not cool. It's fine. They're kind of just funny, not my favorite, but there's a lot that I really like.
7 minutes of silence at the end of the episode?
What? Yeah. Whoops. I forgot to tell you about that.
Probably unintentional.
Yeah, I think I responded.
What episode?
I think that was unintentional.
I don't know, the last one.
The last episode had 7 minutes of silence at the end?
I guess so.
Like the last 7 minutes.
I wonder if it was the audio or the YouTube version. Doesn't matter.
Don't know.
Weird. Do you guys want to update on our Colombian love story?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
What?
That girl
that three wise men a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
And she had met a Colombian. Context, as requested. He moved to America and is currently living in a town southwest of me.
Can we should give a backstory.
Yeah, let's give a backstory.
Three wise men, a woman who shall remain anonymous, recently met a Colombian gentleman and...
Exchanged phone numbers.
Exchanged phone numbers, but he said they weren't
looking
her.
For a girlfriend. Yeah,
he said
asked
they weren't
her
looking
for
girlfriends.
Her number. She said she wasn't. He wasn't looking for a girlfriend. She said she wasn't looking for a boyfriend, and they could just not look together. but then they exchanged numbers. Or no, he got hers.
And her question was, is he interested?
Yeah, and we said definitely not.
We said definitely not.
But the context, as requested, he moved to America and is currently living in a town southwest of me. Met him at my state's MEPS. Now let's take a minute
Look
to think
up.
About what MEPS is.
Men exercising.
Ministers.
MEPS? MEPS?
Yeah, MEPS. What is that?
Medical Emergency Plaza Station. Oh no.
Dang it.
He's a patient.
Let's see.
What's up with the flies in here?
All right.
Military
if you are planning to join the U.S.
Station.
Military, the enlistment process includes military entrance processing stations, or MEPS. At the MEPS, the military determines your readiness to join a branch of the armed forces.
Wait, why is a Colombian joining us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
No.
I think that they can't run for president. I think they can serve in the army.
Oh, update. He hasn't texted, guys. He hasn't texted guys.
That's good.
Sitting in a waiting room for 10 hours and not having slept, it was really in my right... I wasn't really in my right mind. Pretty sure I gave him the wrong number. Dang it. Don't know what I gave him. Could have been my social security number. I've done similar stuff before, so it wouldn't be surprising.
What? How do you accidentally
do that?
Just give your credit card number?
And then this says, I know, right? I don't know what the what that's.
Imagine us saying.
I wonder if it's like
that's crazy.
Response to our different answers.
Oh.
But I don't know. But she said, if I see him again, I might be. It might be in a court case because he stole my identity.
Is this the one that also wanted more zingers?
No.
Oh.
That was Zoe.
This lady's
Sophie.
Pretty funny.
A lot of zingers.
That's pretty funny.
Lots of zingers.
Might be in a court case.
No, but that's it. He hasn't texted.
But he
it
does
sounds like
have
they met in a waiting room
credit card
for 10 hours.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Interesting.
A MEPS waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can't be our president.
No, he can't.
But he,
yeah,
but
neither can
he can give us his life. By serving in the military.
Do you think you could be the president if you really tried?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Mariah says no to the presidency.
Rational.
Haley, what about you?
We've talked about this before. Where Gavin thinks he really could be president.
I really do.
Really?
I really do think I could do it. If I really committed myself and that's what I wanted to do. And I believe that was my what I was supposed to do.
How would you do it?
I do it. How would I do what?
Teaser.
Well, I would
Jesus,
start
Gavin.
Paying attention more to politics in our area.
That's a good start.
And I'd probably run for some local office.
Okay.
Depends
That's
on
what
it is.
That's not what Donald Trump did, right?
Yeah, you got to become a billionaire.
Yeah.
Huh. Yep. That's
or
actually
Vivek.
True.
Vivek was never a politician mm-hmm. before, right?
Also a billionaire. He owned a tech company.
Shoot. You could need to become a billionaire.
You could be you could be a career politician or a career billionaire. And
I'm
going to
be a career billionaire and then be a politician.
Yeah,
I think that's a better
option.
Why don't
we just make it so only regulars can run for president?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should add a couple more regulations.
Yes.
Age reg restrictions.
Like maximum
Yeah,
age?
Minimum. What do you think the minimum should be?
It's 35 right now.
I know. Do you think that's a good spot?
Yeah,
I think that's a good spot.
Okay, minimum 35, maximum
70.
70's old.
75.
No.
When do they try to make us retire? When do they say we can retire?
65.
65.
Yeah, that's a cutoff.
70.
Sorry, 65.
You're too old to work, but not too old to be the president.
Or maybe it's not
no,
just a blanket statement.
Collecting.
Some people are done by 65. Some people are into their prime.
There's some people in their 80s that are
killing it.
They really? Are doing amazing.
So maybe we should just have more intense cognizant tests.
Well, there are,
saying?
But we didn't make Joe Biden take one.
Right, I feel like that should be a requirement.
It was required, but they're like, you know, he's doing really good. We are not going to make him take a whatever.
You know what? He deserves
cognitivity test.
We have an amendment that's like, if the president is unfit for office, he can be removed.
Yeah, remove that. Remove that, Joe.
Yeah, what happened if he got like paralyzed or something?
Hmm.
Probably get removed.
Yeah. Doesn't it make us look weak when our president can't even walk around?
When our president's weak, yes.
Yes.
It does.
If your leader is weak. Your country is weak.
Oh, Hannah.
It's fine.
It's fine. I'll cut it out.
We went golfing this week. We did the big tournament that we had kind of talked about, where the girls are the caddies. They pick our clubs for us. It went great.
It was
beautiful
fun.
Weather. We golfed. Well, Christian golfed great. Shot an 86. Not
86.
An 85.
Almost an 85. Ooh.
Parker and I shot terribly, but we had lots of fun.
It looked, yeah.
I had some great struck balls, but just sometimes not in the right direction.
Yeah.
And sometimes I hit a tree when it's like, really? Didn't really have to hit that tree there.
I was hitting my irons great, but I could not drive off the tee box more than 10 yards.
Yeah.
Which was really
it
a bummer.
It was really poor.
So, got to get that figured out, because that's kind of a big deal in golf.
We had a good time, played 18 holes.
Yeah.
In a few hours.
We played
we
very fast.
Time.
Yeah, we were quick.
We made great
I was
time.
Above average.
Yeah, that was good.
We should play slower next time.
You think?
When it's just three of
we
us.
We have people behind us.
Man, I miss scrambles. Last few times I've gone golfing, it's been solo and it's not as fun.
Yeah. Because we're shooting usually around par when we have scrambles.
Oh, yeah, I usually shoot around par by myself, dude.
Yeah.
So yesterday was an off day. I do like scrambles more, I think. Remember when we had Bryson come around?
Yeah.
That was fun. We're doing the WOB tournaments.
Uh-huh.
Bryson's just too busy with school. Oh, ooh. Guys, I'm an engineer.
He's going golfing Friday, but that's because they don't have school Friday.
Who's he going with?
Eddie and a couple other guys from Laterno.
Dang yeah. it.
But I told him we got to get back into it.
Yeah.
So this
well,
is kind
I mean,
of his warm-up.
Tournament's annual, so
mm-hmm.
this summer, once it's very hot.
It's not annual. It's we've played it multiple times during the year.
Okay, semi-annual.
It's semi-annual.
Yeah. Jeez.
Biannual.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we also had some guests over for dinner on Friday night. Hannah and I hosted.
No way.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Their names were Parker, Mariah, Haley, Christian. It was great.
And second time I've been in your house all year.
Yeah, well, whose fault is that?
Parker, your fault.
You can literally come over anytime. I've told you that.
We're coming over right after.
All right, do it. Do it. Doors open.
Always.
Always. Always. Parker, when you need something.
If any criminals are listening, they're going to open your doors.
Yeah. We do have a camera there that's got a sensor and a gun. So if it doesn't recognize your face.
An auto turret.
It will shoot you. So don't rob us because you'll be dead.
Poverty joke.
Hey.
Hannah's complaining about the situation you put her in.
Yeah.
Not even into the mic. Dang it.
How about we have to sleep outside?
Not much to rob.
Yeah, but we started making, Hannah started making these milkshakes. We had some friends over the last 2 weeks.
Delicious milkshakes.
Delicious milkshakes, homemade. So
Christian was a bit of a bad boy this week.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, what do you mean?
Committing
theft
crimes?
Is what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Petty crimes?
Oh, yeah, dude. I've started taking up a new hobby of fishing.
Mm-hmm. What's that sound over
I
there?
Love fishing. And, yeah, so my office, right next to my office at work, I have a big pond, and it's always been there. But last week, I was just like, let me bring my fishing pole to work on my lunch break. First cast, boom. Massive
delicious
sunfish.
Bass.
Tiny. Very small fish.
Tiny sunfish.
But then, you know. I caught like 8 fish in like half an hour. Like 5 fish in an hour.
Yeah.
And so I started fishing there every day. Quickly ran out of worms and hooks. I'm not very good at casting. And so I went
Where
to the...
Where are you casting them at?
Well, trees. You know, bass. They're going to be around the... They're
yeah,
in the,
they're gonna eat
the inconsistencies.
Stuff.
You got to throw it around the log. You got to throw it right in the bushes.
That's what they like.
You got a little tight, you know, quarters. So I just lost a couple, naturally. And just from broken off from massive fish I'm catching. Mm-hmm. So I went to Walmart to buy some more. What's that? What is that?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Criminals.
Some more lures or whatever. And got their rooster tails classic. Not really good for bass, but I love them. So I put them in my pocket because I couldn't hold all of them. I got 3 of them. Got some worms, got some new hooks.
Shopping around.
Just doing some shopping.
Lures are pretty big, so you can't fit them all in your hand.
Can't fit them all.
They
had like a.
They're very tiny.
Everywhere.
Well, but there's a lot of them.
There's thousands.
Gavin, it was like if you held
a bunch of
M&Ms in your hand while you're chopping.
Oh,
I know you hold M&Ms in your hand while you're shopping.
They get all melty.
We call them massive Gavin.
Yeah.
M&M Gavin.
Put rooster tails in my pocket, got a bunch of worms and hooks, went to the self-checkout, checked out, whatever, like I usually do. And I left and I sat down in my desk at work. I was like, relaxing. And I put my hands in my pockets. I was like, oh, what do we got here? And the dang rooster tails that I got when I first got there, 3 of them, 264 apiece.
Oh, no.
Stolen from
Imagine
Jeff
what
Bezos or whoever.
That's going to do to their margins.
Who owns Walmart?
Arkansas, I think.
Okay. Yeah, they'll be fine. I was debating on taking them back, and I was like, eh. And I did. So I just did it, and I took them back. And
yeah, that's good.
And I bought them. Yeah. Just, you know. It won't feel as good to catch fish if they're from stolen lures.
No. Yeah. It's like a stolen fish, then.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking, Haley brought this up. Do you need a license to fish in Texas?
Yeah, you do.
Really?
Unless it's a private pond.
Yeah, I was thinking about fishing license the other day. Has anyone ever been rejected
from fishing?
For that?
No.
I need to go apply for my fishing license. All right.
It's not really applying.
Congratulations.
It's
just
paying
you just
got
to pay for
you
it.
You have to pay to
is
fish?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Unless it's a private pond.
We used
pond.
To have to fish to pay. For our lives.
Do
I have to pay to go fishing?
I didn't even think about that.
Wow, Parker. Wow.
Does not make any sense. This is such a screwed up world.
It's gross. But yeah, dude, I love fishing.
It's good. There. That was the first time I went in a while was at Gavin and Hannah's house.
Caught some massive fish.
Caught a little baby bass and a big mama.
Yeah, big mama bass.
We all had caught massive bass.
We should go back. And then I proposed going back and everyone's like,
Yeah, I'll go back.
Yeah, one of these days.
Yeah,
I live there, so yeah.
You fish over there a lot?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
I saw you guys out there the other day with River and them.
Mm-hmm.
River's so funny.
He is a pretty funny kid.
Overrated.
The other day I got home from work and I thought that there was like a cute note or something from Gavin on the door and it just said, I'm fishing. Okay, cool.
That's hilarious. Well, you didn't even want to text her. That's fun.
Well, yeah. That is kind of cool.
I just left a note on the
door. Gone fishing.
But yeah, because my phone was dead or almost dead, so I just threw it on the charger and went out there. That's why I left the note.
Oh, wow. Completely secluded. Just you and the open
waters.
Just
me and the fish in the water.
Dang, that's actually nice.
It was awesome.
Any realizations or anything?
Yeah. I need heavier lures so I can cast it further.
Yeah, true.
They were going like 5 feet in front. The
lure, I could cast it probably 20 feet, but I don't have to reel very fast because it's really light and it goes to the surface. Catch them every time.
Yeah, dude. One thing I noticed with bass is that I never, like, you can cast out to the middle of the lake. They're not out there.
No, they're on
the
edge.
Always just like I throw them around a tree or something. Like, and they're always right along the bank.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I threw on Gavin's cowboy boots because we were just going down to the, and I brought my Air Forces and it was all muddy down there.
Yeah.
So I threw on the cowboy boots. You know, I was like, whoa.
You're like, whoa, what are these?
Whoa, why do I feel this way? And yeah, they were just very comfortable.
If yourself from 2 years ago saw this right now, you'd be throwing
you'd
up.
You'd be throwing
up. Why are you wearing those?
Yeah.
Chris, you didn't stop. I'm going to go play Fortnite.
Yeah. Christian, stick your legs up in the air.
Stick your legs in the air. Come on.
Tight jeans.
Come on.
Probably will be a much wider shot. I'm going to have all of you guys in it.
Hey, dude, that phone's far away.
Yeah. I'm not going to split it up like I normally do. You guys are going to be in it the entire time.
Like a panel.
You too. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
Been yawning a lot.
Ooh.
I'll blur it.
Yeah, just put a black square over her face whenever she yawns.
I used to do that all the time.
What?
Yawning?
Yeah, because we'd be recording so late, and I'd just fall asleep while we were recording.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
dude. You remember those
constantly.
Days?
You guys, I used to fall
asleep.
There's like
40 episodes where half of it, Gavin's just...
Be like, you guys, come on, we got to finish our...
Oh, you're looking through our old texts. Do you ever see, like, one of them? I took a picture of Gavin that was super ugly.
Yeah.
Dude, looking through our old texts is so funny.
I think so, yeah.
Looking through me and Gavin's old texts.
Well, think about
that
it.
That was yours and I's.
Oh, yeah.
That one time.
When we were
on the podcast.
When we would record at the church, it would usually be super, super late in the evening because nobody was there. We were all off work or we had already been hanging out there. Yeah, it'd be after... Sometimes
it would be after youth group.
Yeah. Should be 11 o'clock at night. We start recording.
That's fun.
But there's some later nights at your house.
Oh,
when
my
we were recording at your
there's
house
one
and
in
you guys
Texas.
Were living there and I wasn't.
There's one here, too.
Before we were all employed.
That was the worst night of our lives.
Oh, dude.
I did not go to bed until 9 a.m.
Oh, yes. There was one night when we first moved here, maybe a few months after we were recording, and it was like 5 a.m. that we got done.
We started running in the street.
Yeah, dude. We recorded for like 6 hours. Couldn't get anything. Went and ran around outside.
That'll bring our energy up. Just run around in the street.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question, too, after yours.
Do you think that you guys just all got better or your standards are lower now?
Standards are lower and
mixture both.
Yeah. Yeah. We also decided, let's not just make it an hour.
Let's just go until we have nothing else
to
say.
Yeah, otherwise we make it an hour and it sucks the last 20 minutes and people are stop listening because
also,
it's such a terrible podcast.
Death threats. So annoying.
Death threats.
These might be... No, I'm not going to say it. I don't know how these are supposed to fit, to be honest with you.
What? The boots?
They might be too small. I'm not going to...
No, they're going to be fine.
Okay, they'll stretch out?
Yeah.
They'll stretch out.
Yeah. Are your toes crushed?
No.
Your toes, if your toes aren't crushed, you're fine.
Like crushed from the top or from the front?
Either.
I don't know.
I think
let me feel.
Nah, we're good.
I have like quite a bit of room in my toes.
Yeah, that's not really. Ow. That's not really. That's like the top of my foot.
Are you bleeding? No.
The length isn't really the issue.
Really?
Because like the tens that I put on at first,
they
were fine length. But like I feel like my like whenever I took a step, like my heel was starting to slide.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's different when you don't have when you don't have shoelaces. These are probably fine.
Oh, it's because
these were the most comfortable. I tried on a punch. These are the most comfortable.
You dipped your feet in oil before you put them on.
Yeah.
Classic. That'll make your heels slippery.
Yeah, they're probably good.
You'll be fine. I promise.
Yeah.
And if not, you sell them and you get another pair.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That fit better.
Exciting stuff.
They'll last forever.
You think?
Yeah, as long as you take care of them.
Put some grease on them.
As long as you don't cut them up with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that's so awesome, Christian. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, dude.
So growing up, you got a girlfriend. You got cowboy boots.
Cowboy boots.
What don't you have?
Cowboy hat and a belt.
That's true.
Next week. You don't stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
I don't think I will ever wear a cowboy hat.
I won't. I respect people that wear it because they need to or whatever. Why do people wear it?
They don't need it.
The sun.
Cool. Like court order.
Yeah.
You live in Texas.
What's the benefit, really? That's just what they started wearing back in the day because they didn't have baseball caps.
The sun for your neck because you're out there all day.
Yeah. My office has a big window.
You get
and sometimes it just gets really bright.
You know, we actually...
My neck is just dying in here.
I got a guy that works at a shade place that could get you some window shades.
Really?
Yeah. It's you, Gavin. It's right?
No. It's Parker.
Gavin's leaving me, guys.
I'm gone.
Dang it, dude. Gavin's leaving Longview BS.
Yeah.
He's leaving the LBS.
Parker and I won't work together anymore.
He's leaving that Longview BS behind.
Yeah. I'm out of there. Blinds and shutters. Construction.
Yeah. Blinds and shutters.
Yeah, you going to wear a cowboy hat on the site?
Oh, yeah.
You going to wear cowboy boots on site?
In the summer? No.
No?
I got to get different boots.
You going to wear jeans on site?
Not actually. It's kind of a joke.
What kind of boots do you wear on the job site?
I'll have some. It's like concrete boots is what they call them.
It sounds uncomfortable.
It's smooth on the bottom.
That sounds terrible.
They're more flat bottom and they're leather lace-ups.
Have you seen, like what Isaiah
Oh, yeah,
Cameron
that's like all Cameron wears.
Cameron wears
yeah.
his boots.
Yeah, I've seen those. I almost got some of those before I worked at Longview Blind and Shutter, but I'll be getting those for work.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. But that starts next Monday, April 1st.
You're going camping, you know, spending a couple of days out in the woods, just you and God and the boys and some food. What shoes are you wearing?
Cowboy boots.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm not on my own.
We're going to switch up from cowboy boots now that you have them.
Oh, cowboy boots? That's so... The first 3 months of 2024?
Yeah.
It's literally almost
so
April.
The first 20 years of my life. Yeah.
No, I love my boots. I don't like the work boots I have now. I might sell those or I don't know.
The orange?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You should get some Timberlands. You should show up first day in some Tims.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
What's up, guys? Just got my new work boots.
What's up, guys? These are the ones I should
How
wear,
durable
right?
do you think those are? Timberlands? For, like,
they're for, they like started as like just regular
yeah,
work
that's
boots.
What they're for.
Like, that's just what they is.
I love them in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
But they
but
just
now
kinda,
they're a fashion statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
So, I won't get any of those.
I might. Probably not.
Really? You have to get, like, black ones or something so that they don't look like the ones you wear with skinny jeans.
That's true.
Parker's got Doc Martens.
Those are sick. I haven't seen them, but I like Doc Martens.
I bought them, I wore them once, and then I gave them to Parker.
And I've worn them, like,
once.
What's wrong with them?
Just not my style.
Really?
Not really my style either.
How much? How expensive
are
they?
They're pretty expensive.
What size are they?
Like, 160. I got them for $80 from Nordstrom Rack.
Oh, cool.
They're like dark gray.
Super dark gray. They're kind of cool, but I don't know what I'd even wear
jeans
them with.
Jeans over them.
The 10 and a half?
Maybe.
They're pretty big.
They're probably 11s.
Oh, they're pretty big.
I wear 11
and a
half.
Casey just gave us a bunch of his.
I have a couple Kobe's.
You need like some Jordans, some Forces.
Yeah. I didn't get any.
Yeah.
You really,
but they don't fit my feet.
Really
like he asked me, he was like, do you think Gavin would like these? And
nah, that guy.
That guy, he doesn't
Gavin's
need
more into
shoes.
Vans.
Yeah.
A Vans guy.
I was a big Vans guy.
Yeah, in Converse for a while.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm a boots guy. And
have we talked about anything?
New Balance.
Nothing.
We talked about golfing.
Golfing.
Milkshakes. Caleb Gordon.
Theft.
Yep.
Theft.
Thievery.
Oh my gosh! This week, Hannah made some great food.
No way.
We had pad thai.
About cooking.
Pad thai.
Yeah, I love pad thai.
It's fire. Okay.
You never had pad thai.
Yeah, I told you it was good. I love pad thai. You just kept saying it doesn't have flavor, but I liked it.
COVID.
But
Hannah had COVID.
But I had...
Coronavirus.
Edamame with it also. Okay.
The beans?
The little green boys? The little green beans?
Oh my gosh.
You like
the
it?
Ones you have
Those
to like?
Those things suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, oh my gosh, loved it.
No, I hate those things. They are so hard to eat. They are so hard to eat.
I don't remember even. I don't remember anyone that's liked them
with the food
Women.
Or without. Huh? They get
Women.
Really
so thick. They're so thick. I gotta like drink water.
They expand in your mouth
to swallow
you're not
them.
Supposed to eat you. The shell? Are you?
It's not the shell. It's just the seed on the inside.
Pod, yeah, you eat the. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had it?
Holy. Yeah. What they have another name.
It's just like a
legume, right?
Well, yeah, like, legumes are beans. Legumes are legumes. Don't come at me, legume people.
They have a lot of protein. That's why I made them for you, because you really care about
protein.
Do they
really have
protein?
I don't want dang bean protein.
No.
They are hard to eat.
It's like peanuts.
They're not gross, but they are hard to eat, straight up.
One sip of that energy drink for her is like you drinking a whole one.
Yeah. I told her she's not allowed to do that anymore. Like, my heart rate's like 170 today. Is that bad?
My resting heart rate has been 170.
Yeah. Guys, what's it mean when she, like, scoots away from me on the couch? Does it mean she doesn't love me?
Parker, if I had to sit next to you, I'd scoot away. Oh,
I would scoot away, too.
This is, you know what, this is better. I like this.
Parker's very,
how do you say it?
Supposed to be what?
It's zero sugar.
It's supposed to be good for you?
It's not as good. It's not good for you like Celsius.
Is Prime Ice Pop energy drink supposed to be good for you?
No.
Yeah, it's like a health
Absolutely not.
It's like, have you ever seen the video of the dude opening kombucha? Have you ever seen the video of the dude opening kombucha in his house? It hits the roof?
No.
It's hilarious. He's like, made my own kombucha, and he said, like, person who would make kombucha, made my own kombucha.
Yeah.
And he opened it up, and it shot up and, like, stuck to his roof, and it just smelled terrible, I guess.
No, I was incredible. Gonna say the love languages thing, Parker.
Oh yeah,
you know he's
physical time.
Physical. He's he's very physical times is a big thing for him. Oh, physical touch,
quality touch, or whatever.
Yeah, quality touch.
Acts of touch.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
That's like what it is. Physical touch of service, or whatever.
physical service.
Yeah, physical service. What do you think your love languages?
We did talk about love languages on.
Yeah, Parker said they're not valid.
No, the only ones that are real are the ones that are mine.
Yeah. Parker said some pretty dumb things on the podcast.
And that was one of them.
Yeah.
What do you think your love language is?
Mm.
That's a good topic now that we got everybody on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's loves here.
Yeah.
Your love.
Number one, quality time just has to be number one.
Yeah.
Because if it's like you don't want to spend time with me, that would be like the worst.
Yeah, like, that'd be hilarious.
I don't feel loved if you don't want to spend time with me.
That'd be so funny. I love you, but let's never spend time.
Yeah, together. Some people are like that though.
Yeah, yeah. I love you over there.
Yeah.
Nice.
What about you guys?
Mariah,
what's yours?
Mariah, what about you?
Quality time as well.
Quality time. Yeah,
it's like the.
It's like the.
That doesn't sound right, actually. You hate when I talk to you.
What?
Quality time, Parker. Not quality talk.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the only time we get, Gavin.
Yeah.
Don't rub it in.
Mm-hmm.
What's your guys?
There you go.
You guys go. Hannah, since you've been married for so long, you're just so wise. You know so much.
Yeah.
You say what his are.
He said mine the other day. I listened to that podcast. Maybe it was months ago, because I am behind.
He's a big gifts girl.
But, no, right. Mine would be words of affirmation.
I think
that might be
fine, actually. You think... you think that's yours?
That's mine. Parker's?
Words of Aff?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize it.
Till when?
Until I loved it.
Yeah.
Until I got it.
Yeah, they start changing,
like, wow,
when you're in a relationship. Everyone never been in a relationship talking about their love language.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really know. When I say everyone, I mean me. Like, a year ago.
Canada doesn't
agree. If I say something
well,
really nice to you, you like it a lot?
Yeah, like if anyone says something to me, like that affirms me or like encourages me, then I feel loved.
I think for me it was different because the love languages are always like romantic, like that's what it says in the thing. It's like for you as a romantic partner, and so I said it like what like my friends would do, like quality time, you know. Sick jokes or whatever.
Yeah, I love sick jokes.
Sick jokes.
When Hannah tells you sick jokes.
And then I got
like,
in a relationship and it was like different. Like with the things that made me feel the best around the boys is not the things that.
Because if it was friends, it would not be physical touch.
Yeah.
That would be all the way
I
down.
I love touching the boys. Call me. I'm not going to say it. Yeah, I don't know what my love languages are. Probably, you never said yours.
Mine at quality time.
Yeah.
For sure.
Quality time probably would be mine with the boys.
Yeah. What about with the girl?
But, yeah, with as in, like, in the relationship context, maybe, I don't know, acts of service probably.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna
glare. Yeah, glares of disapproval is yeah. Glares of disapproval is my section, I think.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
What do you think? What do you think mine are?
Yeah.
What do you think my top three are?
Okay, just do top five. Okay, make it simple.
I thought there were six. Is there?
I think there's five.
Oh, there's five. Yep. Let me try and guess what they are right now. Gifts. I've never heard anyone that's theirs.
Aaron Cost.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it receiving? Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Gifts, receiving gifts, quality time, physical touch, acts of service, words of affirmation.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, that's five.
Ding, 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 ding.
What do you think mine are?
Your top two.
Top two.
Probably quality time and physical touch.
Quality time, physical touch.
You can just abbreviate it.
Two.
Quality, what?
What?
Yeah, top
two. Number one and number two are both physical touch.
If I were to do top three, yeah, it would probably be...
Physical time.
Touch of affirmation.
Physical time, touch of affirmation, touch of service. probably quality time, acts of service, physical touch, probably.
Yeah.
The acts of service and the gifts are my lowest, I think. And then the other three are just kind of like up here.
I would say acts of service is up there for me because if he does something like out of the ordinary,
load
the dishwasher or like do something.
Whoa, wow.
Super, super out of the ordinary, like actually try.
Like take a shower or
bathes himself. I'm like, wow.
Set the bed. If he sets the bed, I'm like, wow.
Set the bed. I've never heard that before.
Make the bed.
Make the bed. That's interesting.
Set sounds
good. If I set the bed,
are you making a bed every time?
Do you make a bed?
No, you don't.
You set it.
You set it.
What
thank
do you mean?
You.
Wow.
Like, set the table.
My whole world.
Can you make the table? Change.
No, like, I don't have the tools.
Give me some
tools
in a few hours.
I forget who, but someone gave me a really hard time for that one day.
Who? For setting the
who?
Table.
Who?
For setting the bed?
Who was it?
Remember, but set the bed, I said that, and someone lost it.
Remember are you talking
people that did the mosquito?
Somebody lost it.
Hey, if that was you...
Yeah, you better watch out.
Seriously.
And you better hope I never find out who you are.
Hannah, tell everyone your hilarious mosquito story from work. Mosquito eater.
Okay. One day at work, there was a big bug flying around. Some would say... Well, I'm not sure what some would say, but I said...
For the shot.
Oh, look at that mosquito eater. And everyone in the coffee shop turned at me and just was like, and started laughing
started
at me.
Spitting on
me. And we're like, what's a mosquito eater? And I was like, that. And they were like, that's a mosquito hawk.
Weird sound.
And I was like, what? And they and
that's a mosquito hawk.
Everyone
right
was
there.
Like, that's a mosquito
that
hawk.
Right there,
and I was
mosquito
like,
hawk partner.
No, it's not. And the girl from California, she said it was a mosquito eater. And I did. But everyone from Texas said mosquito hawk and said they had never heard of a mosquito eater.
Well, they do a lot of weird things
that's
in
what
Texas.
Start
and so I looked it up.
That.
Yeah.
And it's called a crane fly, which I know most people know that. And then in parentheses, beside the like official definition, it said mosquito eater / mosquito hawk. So I was like,
that should have been like behind.
Everybody wins.
Probably.
Yeah, I'd never heard that before.
They
say
a lot of weird things around here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude,
I went to Cane's the other day, and there was this little, you know, the chicken, the piece of chicken, and I said, Mariah, what would you call this? What'd you say?
Chicken tender? No.
Yeah,
chicken
I think
strip.
It's chicken strip. Chicken tender.
Chicken strip.
Yeah,
they said chicken
that?
Fingers down here. I always called them chicken strips.
Chicken
back
strip,
in Oregon.
Yeah.
You know, Dairy Queen chicken strip basket, but that was like our only chicken place.
Dairy Queen was not a chicken place.
No, it was the only
place that had like good, like decent
KFC,
chicken.
KFC, dude.
Nah, dude, that was bad.
Oh my gosh.
KFC. Yeah, way more fried chicken spots down here. That's
awesome.
Like our most common restaurant. We have Cane's, Church's, Zaxby's, Chick-fil-A, Slim's.
Haven't been to Zaxby's or Church.
Golden Chick.
Golden Chick.
I've been there.
What's the one?
Chicken Express.
Chicken Express.
Have you guys been to the hot dog place?
Hot Dog Express.
Slotsky's.
We went, Gavin and I passed that when we were doing a job downtown once, and it was packed. It was around lunchtime. It was slammed. So I told Mariah, we're going to Hot Dog Express.
Did you go?
No.
It's going to be disgusting. it's all the hot dogs you can imagine.
Wow, that's so many hot dogs.
Hot dog
galore.
Hot dog with ketchup and mustard.
Hot dog with relish.
Hot dog with onion. But disgusting. Literally so sick.
Oh, we should talk about, you know, our living situation in a couple years.
Yeah.
I don't think we discussed it.
Have we talked to the ladies about it?
No. So essentially here's what's gonna happen. right now, we all, our living situations are neither here nor there. Neither all here, separate except for Gavin and Hannah. You know, just kind of whatever, going with the wind. In a few years, we'll have we'll be millionaires. Yeah. Gavin will be well on his way to becoming president. Yep. He'll be, I'll be on a ranch.
I'll be cowboy on his campaign.
I'll be roping sheep or whatever. Roping
you
goats.
You can.
I'll be roping
cows,
pigs or whatever.
Cattle.
We're going to buy probably somewhere between a million, you know.
Million acres.
50 yeah. million acres. Mm-hmm. We're going to buy a lot of property.
Buy heard of West Texas?
West yep, Texas. No, ours. Not West Texas. We'll stay around here.
Yeah, West Texas sucks.
West, oh, we live in the
it.
Desert.
Oh, it's all burned down.
Buy a bunch of land here in East Texas in by Longview. We each build a house.
I'll build two, but yeah.
Parker might build a couple. One for Mariah, one for him. Their marriage has been on the rocks for a couple years at this point. We each have a house. Probably have like a tunnel system that connects all of them.
Yeah.
Like a golf simulator.
So. Man tunnel.
Man so golf course. We'll call it the man tunnel.
Yeah.
What?
So golf course on the ranch.
We'll have underground golf simulator.
No, an actual course.
And then a course if we need some extra practice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think that would be kind of be an ideal situation. We all live on the same property. We all have big houses and acres. Massive property. And then if the world ends and something were to happen where it's like a nuke or an EMP or something.
We're set up.
I mean,
if it's a nuke, we're kind of toast.
Tunnel.
Yeah. But the man tunnel
Man tunnel would withhold.
Yeah. It's just fine.
The man tunnel can take a beating.
Yeah.
You get a
man
say?
Tunnel can take anything.
Yeah. You can like, if you don't want to live there, we can
get, you can go to the surface and get radiation poisoning.
You can go to the women attic.
Yeah.
You can grow weird eyes and stuff and go to the surface where the radiation is.
Sounds.
I think that's a great.
I think that's a yes.
Yeah. Ladies?
I didn't hear a no.
I didn't hear a single no.
Nope, we're good.
Oh, whoa.
No. Hey, all right.
Haley's out. Just kicked off the podcast.
This was the final test.
Oh, remember when we kicked Gavin off the podcast for having a girlfriend?
Yeah. When?
It lasted for like a couple days.
Does this feel like a full circle moment? For the gas
boys.
This
circle is pretty full, I'd say.
Just saying.
I don't
like,
think.
From when you began to now.
All single.
Let me think about it.
Let me think. No, not really.
No.
Circle has not yet been completed.
Yeah.
What
just
do we need?
About, though?
Marriage, yeah. Children, houses.
I mean, anything could happen.
First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes baby and a
baby carriage.
That's not all.
That's not all.
That's not all.
That's where
baby's,
we end, though.
Then the baby's playing basketball.
Carriage?
Once
do
we
people
get to
really
basketball.
Use carriages anymore?
Then we're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of rich people.
Speaking of royalty, never mind. No, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah. I got excited.
Too dumb.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Yeah. You guys will not believe.
You ladies want to say anything before we wrap it up?
Yeah, guys, any words for the people?
Any messages of love and positivity?
Or hatred?
I think you guys should just ask the girls a question or two so that it forces them to
answer. If I had prepared one, I would ask.
Let me think about one. We already asked. Can we have a mega fortress on 50 million acres?
What's your love
mega
language? You had, can we have a mega fortress?
If you had to plant a tree right now, what kind of tree would you plant? You asked for a question.
She loved this question.
I deliver.
That would be a better question.
Big tree
I
girl.
Deliver.
Haley, you go first.
I'm trying to think of a tree.
This is
okay, what's your favorite color?
It's a fruit tree, but she's allergic to all fruit.
What kind of fruit?
I'm going with lemon tree.
Lemon tree.
Yes.
That's genius.
A lemon tree. Will that grow around here, you think?
Lemon tree? Oh, yeah.
A peach tree.
Peach tree. Big
we got
peach
Master Oogway over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
What does he say? I can't remember. We just watched the Kung Fu Panda 4.
Let's make lemonade. I tried to go lemon tree once.
Lemonade.
Ugh.
Our trees. I want a milkshake tree, for sure.
That doesn't exist, actually.
Hannah has such
well,
a great
listen,
imagination.
Here we go. We got business-minded, because you got lemonade.
Yeah.
You can make a lemonade stand so easy. Peach. Uh-huh. Everybody loves peaches.
Indulgence-minded.
Indulgence. And milkshake.
Double indulgence.
Future.
Double indulgence. Not much future with a milkshake.
You're going to create
you
a
plant a
milkshake
cow
tree.
And cocoa beans next to each
now
other.
You have a dead cow in the ground.
And then a milkshake tree.
Is produced.
Is produced.
Dang.
Wow.
This girl's smart. I knew I married the right one.
When I heard her say milkshake tree, that's when I knew.
That's when I... That, at that moment, that exact moment. I was unsure of everything. Great And you guys think of any questions while they were thinking about that?
Nope. Nope, not one, no. I don't think.
That's the end of the episode.
All right. Yeah, milkshake tree. Let's end it right there.
Yeah. Real positive.
Really, really good, guys.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you, women, for being on.
Yep.
Thanks for having us.
Love it.
Probably the last time we'll ever have guests.
We haven't had guests in a while. Guys, let us know if you want to see more guests.
I'm just kidding. You guys did great.
Yeah.
We had Jay and Tree.
Really, you
girls did great. Excuse me.
M-H-N-H. Yeah, well done, everybody. One more vote. Mega Fortress.
Yay.
Haley, yay. Mariah, are you for or against?
Sounds like a lot of fun to me.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hannah?
She loves fun.
Hannah?
It's like a party.
We don't have to live right next door, like 10 feet from
there's
them.
A 50 million acres. You can live 49 million acres away.
50 acres.
You would live further from us than you do right now.
50 acres.
Okay, then fine.
50 acres?
Then
you
fine.
Could be 30 acres apart.
50 acres, no tunnels, I'm in.
Okay.
Whoa, Haley? Tunnels, emergency.
No tunnels, and
you must make me spill my drink.
Not being at the house at any time you want. You can't just barge
yes,
in.
That is
no,
true.
No.
That is true.
Barging is part of it.
No.
No barging allowed. You cannot just barge through the tunnels.
Okay. We get one barge zone. We can have
the front door of the tunnel.
Like a shed or something.
Underwater.
You can have a
mansion
that only has one door to the outside, so...
Yeah.
Not good. Connected to the house.
That's where you can barge.
A barge room.
A barge.
Yeah. They just don't want to see us every day.
I know.
Yes. We can
you
build
just
a barge.
Don't want to see all of everyone every day.
They don't want
to
see the boys every day.
She doesn't want to see you two every day.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to see me and Christian every day. Haley doesn't want to see me and you every
but
day.
But we want to see
or
each other every day.
That's true.
The that's
boys.
True.
So barge.
Barge.
All right. We got a barge room, boys.
We did it, guys.
Man tunnel with a barge room.
All right, guys.
We did it.
Oh, I cannot wait. Only a couple more years.
Also, in the next year, we're planning our trip to Florida.
Florida.
Disney World.
Disney World.
No way.
Yeah, dude. Disney
yeah, dude,
World.
Let's do it.
No.
Put a mic up
Disney
to
World
her
until...
She always says the craziest things.
No Disney World before marriage.
Yeah.
That's something that we're adhering to.
All right.
See you guys.
Peace.
Peace.
Nice.